The Ghana National Association of Farmers and Fishermen has condemned clashes between some fishermen and the Ghana Navy. It cautioned fishermen to desist from such unwarranted attitude and obey the laws that regulate the fishing industry. Speaking to Radio Ghana, the Director of Communications and Business Development of the Association, Stephen Daku, asked the fisher folk to stop light fishing and work with the relevant agencies to ameliorate the plight of fishermen. He spoke to Brighton Trump.
We, Ghana National Association of Farmers and Fishermen, believe so much that we practice our various professions with professionalism. We all are not ignorant of the ban on fishing with light and through other unorthodox methods. We are expressing so much dissatisfaction to the act of the fishermen from Temani Town who had a clash with the Navy because they, as Navy, were exercising their mandate to check on the safety of our waters and check and ensure that fishermen do the right thing. We believe so much that we as fishermen or we as an association should be able to put our members and entire farmers and fishermen folks to the right means of doing what they need to do. It is very unfortunate when we had the news that this clash happened in Temani Town. It is in view of that we came out with this press release to condemn the act and then treat members to keep their cool and do the right thing while exercising their profession.
So are you saying your members did not comport themselves well by engaging with the Navy?
That will not necessarily be the issue, but what we are saying is we are condemning the act of the fishermen that attacked the Navy at sea while the Navy were exercising their territorial at sea. And whilst doing that, they met these fishermen who were also returning and per their duty, they needed to do a normal routine check to ensure that whatever they went to do at sea, they did it in the right and the appropriate manner. It is that they were stopping them to do these checks that the fishermen were ignoring them. So they had to, as it were, them to stop for them to check. So that brought about a confrontation and an event. I think one Navy was even pushed into the sea, but thank God no casualty was recorded. They were able to save this officer. So you see, as they stopped them, they needed to also indeed stop to allow these Navy do their checks. If they know very well nothing was going on wrong, but because they did not stop, they forced them to them. That is where they realized that the generators were in there and they had used some wrongful means of fishing. So this is what exactly happened there.